AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the successful rescue of 31 construction workers in a partially collapsed tunnel in Los Angeles.
31 construction workers were rescued Wednesday night from a partially collapsed industrial tunnel in Los Angeles. LA Interim Fire Chief Ronnie Villanueva.
It was determined that a structure failure of the tunnel lining failed approximately 5 to 6 miles in, trapping that we thought 27 individuals. Four actually went in to rescue.
Authorities say the workers climbed over more than 12 feet of soil to reach a boring machine, and all were transported back to the one single opening of the tunnel. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says that on the way to the scene, she thought the worst.
We're all blessed today in Los Angeles. No one injured. Everyone's safe.
All audio courtesy of KABC.
The city of Ruidoso, New Mexico has returned to rebuilding again after flash flooding, just 1 year after wildfire and intense flooding hit the state. Tuesday's flash floods killed 3 people and damaged as many as 50 houses. President Trump announced a 50% import tax on Brazil for the country's treatment of former President Bolsonaro. He's charged with trying to overturn his 2022 election loss. Brazilian President Lula da Silva says Trump's tariff would trigger a retaliatory law. During a White House meeting with African leaders yesterday, Trump talked up trade as a diplomatic tool for him to settle disputes.
You guys are going to fight, we're not going to trade. And we seem to be quite successful in doing that.
Two-time Olympic champion runner Caster Semenya from South Africa has won a partial victory at the European Court of Human Rights. This comes after her 7-year legal fight against track and field's sex eligibility rules. This is AP News. The U.S. is having its worst year for measles cases in more than 3 decades. The national case count reached over 1,200 yesterday. Public health experts say that number may be higher. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on political upheaval in Bangladesh.
A special tribunal has indicted Bangladesh's ousted Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina. The tribunal has accepted charges of crimes against humanity filed against her in connection with a mass uprising in which hundreds of students were killed last year in Bangladesh. The 3-member panel indicted Hasina alongside former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan and a former police chief on 5 charges. Hasina and Khan are being tried in absentia. A lawyer appointed by the state for Hasina and Khan appeared Thursday and filed a petition to drop their names from the case, but the tribunal rejected the plea.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.